Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome back to Jeremy Scott Fitness Podcast, a radio show coming to you on this Friday, October the 13th. Friday the 13th. It is here. Do you have a favorite horror movie, horror character, if you will? Before I begin and I go into the housekeeping stuff, one, my voice is hoarse for multiple reasons. I just got done working out and my allergies are just kicking me right in the ass here. I never had allergies until I moved to Arizona, and here we are. So if I sound a little bit outside the box here, that is why. I am I'm fighting through it like a champion, like a true professional. I just show up to work, put my boots on, and just get it on the field and just try to leave it all out here for you guys. So here I am. If I sound like I smoked 20 packs of cigarettes, I promise you that's not the case. I just the allergies are really, really getting to me today. But anyways, Friday the 13th, if I had to pick a favorite horror character, and I know a lot of people who have not been to the facility in the last couple months might not know this, we actually have a legit replica Chucky doll to the left of me here. It's one of the original good guy dolls. It's actually in the box. It looks exactly like Chucky. This is, you know, as authentic as it gets. And while I did enjoy the Chucky movies as a kid, it definitely was not my my favorite. For sure, it was great, but it's not my favorite. We actually bought this to scare Monica's 4-year-old kid when he starts acting up. I tell him we'll take Chucky out of the box and he becomes alive. So that's what kind of a adult I am to a 4-year-old who's messing with me. But hey, man, never show your weakness. I'll expose it. But to my point, if I was going to go horror movie all-time favorite character, I got to go with Michael Myers. For one, I a lot of times will play the Halloween theme music in my AirPods as I just push a sled or I go for a ruck. Now, I will, you know, watch movies here and do mobility, and I listen to podcasts, and I have a normal playlist, which is inside the app, and it's also on Spotify if you guys want it. But there's days where I just don't have it. I'm tired. I'm run down. You know, I just don't want to be doing the stuff I'm doing. And sometimes I just need silence. Sometimes it's a podcast. Sometimes it's, you know, my favorite songs. And sometimes it's just serial killer mode. And it's putting on that Halloween theme music and just going to work. So I would say Mike Myers has got to be probably my favorite. And just, you know, how much he walks. It's impressive. And he walks fast. He seems to get everywhere. He seems super strong, so I'd like to know what his, you know, off Halloween season, you know, strength and conditioning and aerobic program is, because the dude just, he walks at a brisk pace. So I'm assuming he rucks and, you know, squats, does pull-ups and all the other good things. So that's my Friday the 13th tribute here. Before I kick into the episode today, which is actually self-care is not selfish, I'm going to just do a few things. One, they're halfway through right now on the Jeremy Scott Fitness app, jeremyscottfitness.app, through the Action Hero Jacked 2.0 program. They're at the halfway point. They got about 30-plus days to go here. If you guys want to check that program out, the original one was on men's health. This one is obviously inside the app. It will live there forever in infamy. We're not going to take it off. We're not going to do any updates. That program will live as is for as long as the app is alive and as long as, honestly, I do fitness. There's a lot of programs like that in there. The 10 Weeks to Ripped is like that. The Cut and Jack program is in there. The 5-Week Hybrid High Intensity. What else we got in there? The At-Home Dumbbell, the At-Home Metcon. There's the 3-Day Total Body. Ton of stuff. So if you guys are looking for something to do, spice up your routine, go to the gym and actually know what you're doing, jeremyscottfitness.app, you guys get a week for free. If you want to stay on, it's just a couple of pennies a day. Or buy the yearly option. It's even cheaper. And we give away so much stuff. All my weekly workouts are updated inside of that. And then we're doing one more program. I have it listed here on my notes. Looks like November the 20th. We'll do the microdosing mobility, which we'll just run as a program. I want to talk about it a lot leading up to it. And I think everybody should do that. I mean, every single person who's listening to this should do that program. If nothing else, just buy the app for the month and a half. If you think the app sucks and you hate me, that's fine, but just do this program. It's a couple minutes a day, every day, to help you move better and feel better. And I promise you, when you're done with it, you will move better and you will feel better. And my guess is you will keep most of those habits moving forward for the rest of your life. So that's what's coming next on the app. And then you guys already know, we'll do one sponsor here today. The rest of the sponsors are in the show notes. You guys can pick up everything there. But shout out to our friends at AG1, drinkag1.com/JeremyScott. It's the one thing I take every single day and I never miss. It's an easy, just rip a packet or get a scoop, throw it in water, shake it, and slam it. If you want something that basically gets rid of most of your other supplements, if you're taking 15 different pills, this will wipe out most of those. If you're taking a multivitamin, this wipes out that. If you're someone who struggles to eat enough fruits and vegetables and you can't get all the micronutrients, the vitamins and minerals you need every day from just real food, this is for you. Personally, I think it's the best tasting out there for sure. And I don't make an excuse not to take it. That's honestly probably the biggest thing that's kept me going. One, I believe in the benefits of it for my gut health, for a little energy boost, for my immune system. But I don't make an excuse not to take it. It's a super easy health hack. Next to walking, it's probably the easiest thing that I do every single day. So if you guys want to try a free sample, 100% on me, hit me up. We'll send you a pack right to your front door. I don't care what state, country, province you live in. We'll get you the free samples 100% on me. Nobody else is doing that, but I'm happy to do so. You don't got to pay us anything. We will pay for the shipping. We'll pay for the supplements. We'll get it to you. Try it. If you like it, we'll hook you up with a year's supply of free vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with order one. So if you're interested, hit me up for the free stuff. Otherwise, links in the show notes here, drinkag1.com/JeremyScott. We'll get you guys all of the free stuff today. And all our other friends are in the show notes because my voice just seems like it's getting worse and worse and worse. Sounding like the fucking Marlboro man here. Anyways, we're just talking about something real basic. All of you guys know this, self-care. And self-care is not selfish. There's actually a quote on Google that breaks it down pretty well if you want to give an overview of today. Being selfish means there's a desire to take from others, often to their detriment. Being a selfish asshole means that you desire to take something from someone else at their detriment. So you want something from them that makes their life worse and makes your life better. Self-care is not that. Self-care is about replenishing your resources without depleting someone else's. Self-care is a means of restoring your own energy, which promotes healthy physical, emotional, spiritual, and every other kind of well-being there is. That's how I think of self-care. And a lot of times we get the two confused. We feel like we're burdening others. We feel like we're, you know, taking from others. We feel like we should be giving and giving and giving, depending on how much, you know, empathy and how much of a loving spirit you have in your body. But it's not. So just know out there, and I'll say this, I'm generalizing, but all the women out there, and if I want to niche it down even more, all the moms out there, all the teachers, all the coaches, all the people who are in service industries, you got to just really focus on self-care because you're the ones who tend to give and give and give and give and give, and rarely do you take. And you think you're being selfish by doing something for yourself, and you're not, because as we know, being selfish means that there's a desire to take from others at their detriment, and you are not taking from someone else to make your life better. That is the broad view of the topic today. And I'm going to share this probably tonight before I get out of here. I got to hurry up. This day has just been something else. I'm going to put this up on Instagram before I take off. So most of you probably will see it there before you hear this episode, depending on how fast Spotify and iTunes loads this. But it's a simple quote, and I think a lot of people who are around my age or older or slightly younger can attest to this. Now, if you're an 8-year-old kid, you're not going to get it. As my wife and I were talking last night in our backyard, just kind of having a moment, you know, late afternoon before the Chiefs game came on, which I do love the Thursday night football and having Herbstreit and those guys, shout out to Kirk Herbstreit, on there. I think it's way better for the game. It's better for viewership. But anyways, we're just out there. Weather's been perfect here, finally. And we're just outside in the backyard just talking about all the things in our life and all the people around us and the things that are surrounding us, you know, as we've gotten older and as things change and evolve, as they always do. But as you get older, it gets a little bit complicated, you know, sometimes, and things get complex in adult life, as most of you know. And we have some neighbors a couple of houses down. We can just hear their kids playing, you know, just outside in the pool, splashing, playing sports, not giving a fuck, just like really carefree, just, you know, living the dream and in the moment. And you think about that and you're like, man, when's the last time like I really just did that? And so if you're that age, this would not apply to you, you know, that 8, 10, 12, 14. And I'm not saying you can't go through some shit in those ages, because Lord knows I did. But it's a simpler time. It's a freer time in life. And the quote I'm referring to is, the amount of lessons I've learned since 2019 feels like four different lives. And I read that a couple weeks ago. I snapped it wherever it came from. I apologize if you're the creator. Hit me up. I'll tag you and everything. But I read that and it's like, the amount of lessons I've learned since 2019 feels like four different lives. And I read that and I said, well, fuck, you're right, dude. Because I think about, you know, pre-pandemic, and I think about that whole journey, and I think about the post of it and the coming out of it. And I, not to be a Debbie Downer, but I do think the economical impact of that is not even close to rearing its ugly head yet. We're getting closer to the economical financial crisis fucking shit show that will be here. I get to hang around a lot of smart people, you guys, a lot of smart finance guys, a lot of smart developers, real estate people, and they all echo the same sentiments. It's not if, it's when. And we're all kind of surprised, like, this bullshit house of cards is still holding up. But I think of all that, and I think of before, during, and after, and it's like I don't even feel like I'm the same person. You know, from 2019 till 2023, I feel like I've, you know, you're the caterpillar, you know, in the cocoon waiting to become a butterfly. Am I saying that right? You feel like you've went through that multiple times. At least I do, for sure. I can imagine a lot of you, there's been a lot of life changes in the last 4 years, and just, you know, whether it be pandemic shit or politics, or maybe it's moving, maybe it's job change, maybe it's loss or growth or marriage or kids or who fucking knows. But I feel like since 2019, for some reason, things have just been different, and I've had multiple different lives in that time span. So I just want to throw that out there. I will share that on my Instagram later. People will be like, what the hell is this guy talking about? But if you, you know, live through that era of time and you felt weird or strange or off, or maybe that's where a lot of you guys found this podcast, because I dedicated to do an extra 50 that year, which admittedly helped pull me out of the gutter, helped pull Heather out of the gutter for sure. And hopefully, you know, spoke some life into a lot of you, which many of you have shared before. That's why I throw this out there. And again, it's okay to not be okay. And it's okay to feel weird as things have changed for sure. And as you grow up, right? So here we are. And I thought about that too, just because the amount of self-care I would do during the pandemic was way more than I was doing before. But for me, I got into this habit of just like work, 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 work. And if I buried my head into that and just produced, I wasn't going to lose in terms of business. You know, I would make money and it would grow and all the things would happen that I want to happen. But you do lose something inside of that when you're not willing to just stop and slow down and accept the season of life that you're in and deal with the shit that is coming your way. It's easy for people to just kind of put their head down and, you know, try to mow through it and pretend it's not there, but it's there. And that's where the self-care comes into play. And I made a short list of things that I personally do for self-care. Many of you know these, many of you have heard them before, but I thought they'd be helpful if you find yourself right now, maybe things are not where you want them to be. Maybe things are moving too fast, you're spiraling out of control, or you're just kind of stuck in a shit situation. And maybe some of these things can help make you feel better. And maybe there's some of the things that you can just implement into your life to make things easier and put you in a better position when, you know, life throws curveballs your way. The first thing many of you know, just eat real food. Eat real, whole, minimally processed foods. Not all the time. You can eat some bullshit. You can eat some pizza. You can have burger and fries, and you can have cinnamon rolls. And if you're a person who likes to enjoy a glass of wine or some beer, you know, 10 to the time, that's cool too. I have nothing against that. You got to live your life, and you draw the Mendoza line, and you have the balance where you need to have the balance for your goals and your genetics and your body and the stage of life that you're in. But at the end of the day, if you're eating real food packed with quality proteins, carbs, and fats and the micronutrients you need, you're going to be better off. That's the ultimate self-care. You are what you eat. You really are, and it controls so many things in your life. Does eating, you know, organic, whole, nutrient-dense food fix everything? No, it doesn't. Does it fix a lot of things? 100%. And if I'm going to do like a, you know, a 1 and a 1A off of that, supplement around it to make it easier. I'm not trying to sell you on AG1, but if you want a free sample, hit me up. That's an easy health hack. You throw it in. Takes 30 seconds to a minute each day, and you're done. Simple as that. There's other stuff you can add around there if you're deficient in vitamin D, which we give you with AG, or if you need like fish oils or something else. But for the most part, eat whole, real, nutrient-dense food, supplement around it, and make that easy. Don't make it complex. Don't make it scary. Just keep it simple, stupid. The next one, drink mostly water. Just be hydrated. Everybody has a different demand on their body and how much they need and what climate they're in, but drinking water is crucial. You know, there's a couple things in life you got to do. You got to breathe, for one. You got to drink water, two. You got to eat food, three. And you got to be able to sleep, four. Those are probably the big things. And I know it's easy to just say that. It's way harder to do it, especially when, you know, you're living the life that you're living. But those are the big ones. So drinking water most of the time. And again, when you're eating fruits, there's water in there. When you're drinking tea, there's water in there. When you're drinking coffee, there is water in there, even though there's caffeine and, you know, can act as a diuretic, if you will. But there is water in most legit foods you guys are eating. On top of that, you got to move your body. You got to move it dynamically. You probably got to pick up some weights a couple days a week. I'm not saying a lot, but you got to grab a dumbbell, grab a kettlebell, grab a sandbag, push a sled, put on a rucksack, ride your bike, row, ski, do some lunges, do some step-ups, jumping jacks, hike, yoga, whatever it is. Move your body through space. Get up and down off the ground without your hands 15 times in a row. And do it, you know, 2-3 different ways. Figure it out. Does fitness and movement fix everything? No, it doesn't. But it does help a lot of things. And there's times when I've, you know, felt so shitty and so bad I couldn't just train through it. And that's just me being real here. And that's real talk. But a lot of times I can just train through it. And even if I'm in a shitty spot or a shitty space and I got things going on in my life, if I can just move around, a lot of times it will help me feel better. Even if soon as I'm done, my mind and my body goes right back into whatever bullshit it's dealing with, I feel good in the moment while I'm there. So I do think movement is a great form of medicine. I touch on this real quick. Try to get a good night's sleep. Try to have a nightly routine. Find what works for you. And again, at times I've struggled with all these. I've struggled with sleep. I've struggled with, you know, maybe not the movement part, because I love to move. But when my body's tired or I'm sore or, you know, I got 48 things on in my head, it's hard to be creative, you know, with your workouts. But I do like to move. I like to sit and lay and relax too, but I do like to move around. And that's, I guess, why I do fitness. But I've had trouble with, you know, eating perfect food, especially early on in my life. Now I do it more so because I want to feel good, but I can't always have perfect stuff. I'm just like you. I have shit going on. I got places to be. Meetings go long. People are late. Stuff, you know, pops up in your day, but you do the best you can. And so it's easy to say, do all those things perfect. You don't have to do them perfect all the time, but I think having a set, you know, routine and some discipline around these is going to help you go a long way. And again, with the sleep routine, whether that's keeping the room cold, dark, if you wear a face mask, if you have a sound machine on, there's a million apps out there that can help you guys. But a lot of those things are critical, Because again, if you're not drinking much water, your body's going to feel it. If you're eating like shit, your body's going to feel it. If you don't breathe properly, you know, it's going to wear you down. And if you sleep like trash, that's a tough one to come back from. On top of that, I know people take this the wrong way. You don't have to watch the news. I'm not saying don't be informed. I'm not saying don't have a news source. But watching 24-hour global news is not good for you. It just isn't. I have never met anybody who watches the news 24/7, 365, or watches multiple news channels, or maybe just one because they pick a team or they pick a side or they pick a narrative that they want to be on, and they just do that for 2-3 hours a day. I've never met anybody who's healthy, you know, mentally, who does that. I don't think our brains are equipped to deal with all the problems of the world. Be educated, for sure. Be informed. And if things are happening, if big things are happening, you're going to know. You guys have podcasts. You have social media. Like, you have friends. You communicate with coworkers. If things are going on, you're going to know. You don't have to watch every single horrible fucking story and negative, you know, spin on everything on TV all the time. So I'm not a fan of watching the news. In fact, I'm not a fan of watching things that make me feel like shit. I don't like to watch things that make me feel bad. I just don't. I've had enough, you know, bad shit happen in my life. Enough, you know, negative bad things are going to find me anyway. So I'm not going to waste my fucking time trying to search those out. I try to find fun, interesting, relaxing things to watch. Whether it be sports, whether it be comedies, whether it be documentaries. Heather and I sometimes watch Datelines, even though they're like, can be depressing. They are interesting for sure. Sometimes I'm like, I just want to watch that because I feel a certain kind of way. And I'm sure a lot of you guys are like that too. But I try to find fun, interesting shit to watch that's stimulating to my brain or just relaxation or it's escapism. So recently we stumbled upon Suits on Netflix, which I know people are like, Jeremy, Suits is like 100 years old. I'm like, apparently it is. And I remember seeing like clips of it maybe years and years ago, but never really watching it. And now we're on maybe like season 5 or something. And it's a good show. You know, it's funny, but it's serious. And then it's dramatic. And then there's like the characters grow and there is sad pieces to it, but you don't feel like, you know, a bag of shit after you watch it, right? So we've been doing Suits for sure. And then for me, if I'm like, hey, man, I just feel like in a funk or I just need something to pick me up in the background, like I'm weird, so I'll put like on John Wick because I know what's going to happen and, you know, it just makes you feel like a badass. But a lot of times I'll do comedies. Like I'll put on Game Night, if you guys have never seen Game Night. Well, actually, we had it on the other day and just remembering how funny it is. Forgetting Sarah Marshall, classic too. Role Models was on the other day. Step Brothers was on the other day. This Is 40 was on the other day. Just a bunch of just comedy bangers that just make you feel good, you know. So I do think having things like that on and around where you can, you know, crack a smile, have a couple laughs, I can't see how that is bad for your life. And for me, watching and listening to things that put me in a good mood, it matters. The next one is just avoiding negative people. Most of you know this. You can't change the people around you, but you can change the people around you. So just finding positive people, whether that be mentors, whether it be friends, coworkers, or family, and just put yourself in the circle of positive people way more than the negative ones. Sometimes you can't escape certain people. I get it. But if you have an awesome friend, if you got an awesome spouse, if you got an awesome community, lean on them, use them, and be around them because it matters. I think if you're always surrounded by people who are negative, they're not motivated, they're just a passive aggressive, they're not really happy for your success when you find success, you're never going to reach your true potential. And I don't know if you can really be happy having that be part of your circle. That's why I harp on it so much. Just having an awesome community of people has saved me in more ways than one. And that would be the biggest, you know, hurdle if I was ever to move, let's say from Scottsdale, you know, to insert whatever place it would be. It'd have to be more badass than here, which I don't think there's that many places. There are some, climate wise, you know, we don't have the ocean here. That is for sure. We have mountains, but it's not like legit mountains. And there's certain things I would, you know, prefer to have around, but for the most part, it rocks here. And the people, it'd be really hard to find this community somewhere else. And what I found in my life as I gotten older, the community is everything. The people that you can be surrounded with every day can make or break your happiness and success. It really can. The next one, just work on your breathing practice, especially when you're stressed and you got shit going on. I've had a lot of people on the podcast here before. Chris Brault, who's a breathing coach, Dr. Russell Teams, who's walked me through a breathing protocol that I've used multiple times. You know, you can do the simple ones of just like 4 seconds in, 4 seconds out, just to those are easy ones. 4 seconds in, 4 seconds out. Or if you're really trying to calm it down, the Russell Teams one that I've done, and it's hard to do and it's tough to get to. It's 5 seconds in through the nose and 15 seconds out through the mouth. I'm not going to do it here on the episode. I don't want to wear you guys out, but it's just the five. Slow 15 seconds out. So you'd be doing three breaths in a minute. Now, if you're not used to that, don't do it right away. You'll get lightheaded and you might fall down and hurt yourself. But I do think having a breathing practice matters. And just being mindful of your breathing, because you're practicing every day all the time, whether it be good stuff or bad stuff, we're always practicing. So I think if you can practice not being a mouth breather all the time and just nasal breathing, it can help you. It can help you calm down. It can help you have a better aerobic capacity. It can help you train better. Breathing is the most important thing that we do. Because if we can't do that, we are dead. And yet we spend so much little, I guess I'll put it this way, we spend so little time teaching it, talking about it, and focusing on it. And while it is a natural habit, we can naturally start to do it in a way that is not beneficial to us. So I do think having a, whether, and again, you don't have to meditate. You don't have to, you know, trip out and do ayahuasca and go crazy. You can if you want. There's nothing wrong with any of those things if it fits your lifestyle and what you want to do. And I know people think when I say breathing, they think like, oh, it's yoga and it's meditative. And I guess in a way, for sure. But when you meet people who are like legit yogis, they seem pretty chill, right? They seem pretty relaxed. They seem like they got some things figured out. And so, you know, success leaves clues. And sometimes you just have to look at other people and pick up on the things they're doing. And the breathing stuff is something I've learned from a lot of people who have come on this podcast over the last couple of years. The next one, don't abuse drugs and alcohol. Again, I'm not saying you can't pop some edibles if you want to, you know, puff a J or have a couple of drinks. And if you like to do, you know, other drugs and you're an adult and you know the risks and the consequences and you, you know, have self-control, knock yourself out. Just don't abuse them. You know, I'm not here to judge anybody. I'm not here to tell you what you should or shouldn't do. But I do know abusing drugs and abusing alcohol and using them in a, you know, in abundance, in a reckless way, doesn't turn out well. I've had a lot of people on here who have went through AA, a lot of people, whether it be drugs or alcohol, everything from, you know, meth to heroin to cocaine to, you know, just booze. It's a dark hole when you get down that way. So just know, you know, as we always say, Batman has no limits, but Bruce Wayne does. And like, I hate to tell you, you guys aren't Batman. So just know you have a limit and know what you can do. Know if you're a person who can have one or two drinks or a person who can have zero drinks. You know if you're a person who can, you know, take an edible to go to sleep or if that, you know, leads you into, you know, snorting 8 gram, you know, rocks of cocaine, you know, the next week. You just have to know who you are and what you can and can't do. But like anything, moderation, my friends, for sure. And if you can abstain from these things and you feel good that way, I think that's probably the best bet for most people. But again, everybody has their own system and what works for them and what doesn't work for them. I just know abusing them and doing them way too much, way too often leads to negative outcomes. Next one, just be a nice person. you know, can you be nice every day? For sure. Are there days where you're probably an asshole? For sure. But just be a good human. If you believe in karma or energy or the universe, whatever you want to believe, I do think there is some. And if you think karma's bullshit, fine. Energy is real. The energy you put out into the world, it comes back to you. Now, does that mean if you're a positive person and you try to help people, only good things happen to you? No, that is not the case. I have so many stories personally and of friends who are just amazing humans where they have just went through some horrific shit and some just, you know, what I like to call just fucking life bullshit comes their way and they did not deserve it. But it happens, you know, and life is not fair. And if you believe in God or unicorn tears or the universe, there'd be a lot of questions I would ask. And that would definitely be one of them. Like, why does this bullshit happen to these amazing humans? I'd like to know. But I do think overall, if you put out good stuff into the world, good things do come to you. I really believe that. If you put out good energy comes back to you. And if that's energy or karma or whatever, I believe it. If you're an asshole and you're just out to get your own, to fuck everybody else over, and you are selfish, you know, this is not self-care. If you were a selfish asshole and you are that long enough, I think that's the type of stuff you eventually will attract, or things, you know, come back full circle to bite you in the ass. So being a good person, I think, is important. Next one real quick, get a dog. You know, if you're a cat person, cool, or a bird person, or a snake, or alligator, or you're a turtle person, whatever it is, that's cool. But I think getting a dog, man, makes your life better. It really does. My dog is old as shit right now. My dog is almost 14 years old. She sleeps most of the day. We go on walks. She might start quick. She is ridiculously slow. You can tell her back legs just have this, you know, insane arthritis. We lowered our bed down to the ground. It's about 2 feet off the floor. We have to pick her up, you know, and put her on the bed because she can't jump anymore. And is it sad? For sure, it's sad. But the amount of happiness that dog has brought us over the past almost 14 years, unequivocally, like, nothing better. There's no amount of money I've spent on anything else that has had the biggest ROI. Now, we bought a dog for $50. You know, it was a rescue off of the reservation here. Now, since then, my dog has had surgeries and other things, which is not cheap at all, which I always assume, like, oh, you know, your dog has to have, like, ACL surgery. It's, you know, it's a couple bucks. It is not. It is thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars, like a human. But even with all that, and as sad as that was and the other things we've went through with her, an amazing gift. And just an amazing gift to have a dog who you just have, this animal who lives at your house. That is your, like, best friend, and is just happy that you're around and always wants to be around and bug you and steal your food and wake you up even if you don't want to get up, and wants you to pet it and just wants you to just be around it. It's pretty fucking amazing. And so I never had a pet till I met my wife, and one of the best things I've ever done for self-care is getting a dog. Next one, just find a supportive partner. If you want to roll through life solo, respect, nothing wrong with that. But if you're going to get hitched up, you know, whether it's long-term boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, and wife, just find someone who's supportive and find someone who gives a shit about you, and find someone who's willing to put their interests, you know, below yours at times, and find someone who's willing to be there with you when things aren't fun, when things go sideways, when things get sad, when things get scary, when things get dark, and someone who supports your dreams and your visions and someone you can communicate with. That is critical. A lot of things in my life I've been through, it would be rough to have went through them without Heather, and I don't know if I would have made it through, or I don't know where I would be today if she wasn't around. So, and I think if she was here, she would probably echo the same thing. And that's important. There's a synergy there. And, you know, we always say you're stronger as a team than you are by yourself. And there's no closer team than the team that's in your own house. So find a good one. Next one, do things you enjoy. Like, do things you really fucking like to do for whatever reason. I did a video a couple, probably last week, on IG, and it was just talking about this. Self-care is not selfish. And the whole video is probably 8 seconds, and they're all little clips. And there's a clip on there. I'm just going to point this out. I put things on there that I enjoy doing. And off the top of my head, I'm trying to remember. I was playing basketball. We're at the ocean. We were hiking in Zion, I believe. I was lifting. My dog was in the video. I was at the range shooting. And then I think we were at the ocean, like Crystal Cove or something else like that. Or maybe we're in San Diego. We're on a boat. But anyways, they're all things that I just enjoy doing. Those are all things I generally love, and I love hanging out with my wife, and I love being active. I love feeling good. I love the ocean. I love my dog, and I love playing hoops, and I love going to the range. It's something that I enjoy doing. It's relaxing for me, and I'm only bringing this up because I shared this video to just tell people, hey, man, you don't have to just live and die at work all day, and life doesn't always have to be a grind. There's seasons for that for sure, but you got to do shit you like to do. And the amount of like private DMs and just comments of like, but why do you have to show a gun in the video? Okay, I'm not here to talk, Second Amendment with you guys. I don't care where you stand. I just shared the video because it's things I like to do. It's things that I enjoy doing. I grew up in the Midwest. Okay. I'm going to say that again. I grew up in the Midwest, okay, outside of the cities, outside of the giant metropolis area. People go hunting. People fish. That's what you do. It's cold as shit. There's not a lot of things. My grandpa hunted and trapped and fished basically until he died. My dad, all the way until, probably I got older, that's what he would do. We would fish. He would hunt. My uncles. It's a way of life, right? And my dad and I don't have a lot of the same interests and the same passions, but that was one of them. Like, my dad taught me how to shoot a gun, as did my mom. My mom shot firearms her whole life. Again, from the Midwest, that's what you do. I'm a middle-aged guy from Minnesota who drives an F-150. This is who I am, you guys. But it's a pastime him and I would, enjoy and experience, and we can talk about it. It's a skill at the end of the day. Again, I'm not telling you guys to buy a gun and have a gun. I don't care what you do, but having a skill that you can acquire and that you can master is never a bad thing. Strength is never a weakness. Weakness is never a strength. And that's what I think about firearms. God willing, knock on wood, I never have to use it, on like a human being, but if you think, when things go sideways, someone breaks into your house, and you got a baseball bat, I don't know if that's going to do it. You know what I mean? And if it was up to me, I feel better being skilled in something if I had to protect my friends and my family, and that's how it would go. So that's, again, I know this is not about this episode, but I've always enjoyed, responsible gun ownership. I've always enjoyed, when I was a young kid, fishing and hunting with my grandpa and doing things with my dad and, going out and just like doing it, whether it's clay pigeons or targets or actual, if you're duck hunting or deer hunting and fishing, like I was always a fan of all those things. I really was. And so I don't think, being a responsible, skilled owner of a firearm is a bad thing for anybody. It's America, it's your right to do so. It's a right to protect your shit. And, that's why I threw it on there. So, again, I don't want to get on a soapbox here. It's just things like that where I share a video. I try to make it as positive as for people as possible. And I know when I do that, there'll be some kickback. But it's who I am. And it's one of my beliefs. And I'll stand by it, until I'm fucking dead. And I think you have to do that. I think it's important. And I think you also just, you have to be comfortable being who you are. And I think for anybody out there, having a skill, no matter what it is a strength. It is not a weakness. There's nothing negative that comes from being skilled in anything, firearms or anything else. Last one here real quick before we move. Just when we talk about self-care, just it's got to be based on you. in your life, in your body, in your genetics, and what you want to do. And I think for most people, it's just doing your annual physical, getting your blood work done. If it's monitoring your blood pressure, you know, for me, mobility, the daily practice of mobility has been a game changer for me. The daily rucking for me seems to be helpful across the board for multiple things. I can multitask. I can get my steps in. I can train my core. I can train my posture. I can challenge myself. There's so many things that go into the self-care aspects of that. So I think all those matter for you guys. Again, like I said, getting a physical, doing your blood work, checking your blood pressure, seeing where everything's just at in your life and seeing how you feel and just kind of auditing things is a huge part of self-care. And I've never met anybody who's super mobile and moves good who hates it. So that's why I harp on the mobility piece the way that I do. And the rucking is something that's just easy. Hey, look, I'm a 40-year-old dude. I'm not going to lift the same way I did when I was 25. It doesn't serve me anymore. You know, I'm not going to go dead sprint at the track 3 days a week without really warming up. That doesn't serve me anymore. Not to say I'm not going to go sprint and move fast, but understand where I'm at, you know? Not saying I'm never going to leave the earth and dunk a basketball again, but I got to really think it through, you know, before I do it. And rucking is something that's simple. And I did a whole podcast on this if you guys want to listen to it. So, but for me, doing the daily rucking is self-care in a lot of ways. Again, if you guys do want a discount on the Go Ruck stuff, hit me up. I have a discount code, I think, that's live until the end of October. So if you're listening to this and it's not November of 2023 yet, hit me up. I can get you a discount on all the Go Ruck shit. They make the best stuff. They really do. Plate carriers, the vest, the packs, we got them all, and it's good shit. So anyways, it's a huge part of my self-care is just getting outside and doing that. And this is real quick. I want to share this. Michael Easter put this out, and it's about self-care and just spending time outside. And it's shout out to Michael Easter. I'm going to get Mike on the podcast here one of these days. We just got to get schedules to make sense here. But it's a 25-3 rule, and it prescribes how much time to spend outside. The first one, 20 minutes, three times a week. In the type of nature you can find in a city park, it's associated with less stress and more creativity and productivity. So 20 minutes, three times a week in nature, in something like a city park. If you got an awesome backyard that can work too. If you have any kind of, you know, nature preserve or something that's close to your house, awesome. But if you can't do that, just somewhere where there's some trees and some grass and not a shit ton of cars and traffic and stress around. 20 minutes, three times a week. That type of nature. Next one, 5 total hours a month in wilder nature. The like a natural, you know, preserve or like a reserve would work for this. Think like a state park would work for this. Things that are more out in nature and out in the wilderness, if you will. If you can do 5 hours a month, this associated with increased happiness and decreased depression for the people they study. 5 total hours a month in wilder nature. Think like a state-type park setting. Again, some of you guys in the Midwest, you got this shit all around you, especially if you're not like in Minneapolis. You can find it real quick. And the last one, in terms of the 25-3 rule, 3 days in the backcountry. Think like off the grid with no cell service. Things like that lead to some profound changes in humans. The dose of the wildest nature is like an extended meditation retreat, except talking's allowed and there's no gurus, right? So what that does, it causes your brain to ride alpha waves, the same waves that increase during meditation or when you lapse into like what we call like a flow state. You can reset your thinking, boost your creativity, tame burnout, and just make you feel better. So again, if we're talking 20 minutes three times a week in like a city park setting, 5 total hours a month in terms of like kind of the state park stuff, and then 3 days, you know, maybe just a year or 3 days in a quarter, or 3 days every half year, or at least 3 days a year in the backcountry where you don't really have cell phone service. And you can just be unplugged and disconnected. I know my wife is way better at this than I am, and she has drugged me with her. And even when I got shit going on, I don't feel good, I don't feel like it, you know, she's right. These things do matter. And they do help, for sure. So, lastly, all I'll say here in terms of self-care is just slow down, everybody. You know, to quote the great Ferris Bueller, life comes at you pretty fast. You know, if you don't slow down, you know, and enjoy it, you might miss it. And it's true. You got to slow down. I feel like as we get older, for sure, especially when you get in these routines, everything is moving 1,000 miles an hour. And one day you'll wake up and it'll almost be gone. And then one day you just won't wake up. And you don't want to just keep going through the motions at warp speed, not really appreciating how far you've come and where you're at and even where you want to go. So I do think you have to slow down. And what I mean is you got to slow down with your loved ones, the people you really give a shit about. And the people that really give a shit about you, you know, and just kind of take it as it comes and deal with the seasons of life as they come towards you. Now, it's easy when you're having a good season of life, much harder when you're having a shitty season of life, but things change. And as I wear on my t-shirt a lot of days here, everything is temporary. I do that to remind others, but I also do that to remind myself that when I'm having a moment, it's only temporary. And when I'm having great moments and everything seems on the up and it can't get any better, everything is temporary. And so just know things change, goals change, priorities change. We get older, whether we like it or not. Shit happens to us and shit happens to people we love and shit happens all around us. There's nothing we can do about that. But we can't slow down today in this moment with the people that we love that make us feel good. That, my friends, is self-care. Putting yourself in the best position possible to deal with all the shit that comes flying your way. It's what I do. And while it's not perfect, and I'm not perfect at it, it has at least allowed me to be here and function even through the worst of times. I'm able to somehow just do the bare minimum and show up and give as much as I can to everybody I can. And my hope is if you follow some of these same things, it will do that for you, especially when you're having a tough time. So remember, self-care is not selfish, my friends. And you always, always, always have to remember to put your mask on first. They tell you on the airplane, they should have told you when you were born. Yes, your husband, your wife matters. Your job matters. Your career matters. Your parents matter. Your kids matter. All of the things that you value in your life matter, but you are the most important. So please, my friends, just always put your mask on first. It's not being selfish. It's being selfless, and it is a form of self-care, and that is important for all of us. Take that with you this week, my friends. If you have questions or requests for me on the podcast, feel free to hit me up. I'm happy to record them or get somebody on that you've been wanting to hear. If you want to jump in the app, links in the show notes get you a week for free. Ton of stuff coming down the pipe in terms of app stuff the end of this year and next year as well. We got a bunch of stuff we're working on. If you want a free sample of AG1, hit me up. I'll get you a free one today, or link us in the show notes to already get started. If you're just super motivated and you want to get healthy as fuck, boom, pick it up today. It's in the show notes. Get a year's supply of free vitamin D and 5 free travel packs to order one. If you're on Apple Podcasts, drop it a 5-star, leave a comment. I would appreciate it. If you're on Spotify, drop it a 5-star there too. And share this with a friend or family member who you know gives way too much and doesn't do enough for themselves and is always giving and giving and giving and taking on other people's shit. They're not willing to just slow down and work on themselves and do what's healthy for them so they can thrive in the long run. Share the episode. And again, I'm not preaching here to anybody. I'm just sharing things that I do and things that I've been guilty of and things that I've not been great at. And I'm not perfect, but I'm working to be better at them each and every single day so I can put myself in the best, you know, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual state possible to just kick the fucking shit out of whatever comes my way in life. And that's my hope for all of you guys as well. So I wish you all an amazing, not creepy or scary, Friday the 13th. I'm going to go home and maybe Heather and I will watch something that's creepy related. I don't know. Depends how I feel when I get home as I'm looking at this good guy's Chucky doll and the quote on the box is he wants you to, what does he say? He wants you for a best friend. Of course he does. Wants to fucking take your body, steal your soul. But anyways, I wish you guys an awesome Friday the 13th. Check out a Halloween. Check out a Chucky. You know, have a good scare. Get your heart rate up and do some mobility in the process. You'll be happy you did. I appreciate you guys as always. Thank you for the support. All of you guys in the app, all of you guys who watch on YouTube, it means a lot to us. And I'll pop back on here maybe the end of the weekend here or for surely next week I'll be on to chat with you guys. So I appreciate you. Thank you for everything. And until next time, eat well, train hard, be nice to people. And please, you guys, keep doing shit you love with people you enjoy because your life is too short not to. I'll talk to you soon. Peace.